CHQM-FM Vancouver, an iHeart radio station, home of the Nat and Drew Show, weekday mornings 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Turn up the awesome music. I'm listening to it all day long.
Move 103.5.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. In too deep. Well, it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
Got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Woke up this morning, I think I'm on something. Send out that warning, cause I'm feeling like I'm feeling cocky, beat the energy. Cause I'm feeling like hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along.
Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Sorry, can't hear you calling. One woman party, and I'm feeling like you know how it be. Tempo like heartbeat, running in these dance streets.
sneakers, kissing from music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone. Music, shuffle, move along. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones. Talk, got a beat in my headphones.
It's the Nat and Drew Show Weekender.
Move 103.5. The Nat and Drew Show. Move 103.5.
When you travel, do you travel business class, first class? If not, and you'd like to, a flight attendant and travel influencer has some tips. Her name is Sierra Mist.
That's an interesting combination. She both works for the airline and is an influencer on travel.
That's right. That's right. And giving away
Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist is her name. Okay. It's a real name. It's not a stage name, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I couldn't tell whether it was a fruit drink or,
an exotic dancer.
I thought a feature.
An exotic drink or an exotic dancer.
And God bless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either one is great.
Yeah. Sierra Mist, flight attendant and travel influencer.
Okay.
Says there are three things that you can do to get bumped to business. The first one is the golden rule. Just be really nice. But then she says be really nice and that miracles can work, quote, if we're given Starbucks or a bag of chocolates.
Oh, my God. Sierra is just trolling for free stuff. Living the influencer role to the T and trolling for free stuff.
She says the flight attendants can work 14 hours or more per day and don't often have time to get food. So that gesture goes a long way. Which I just find that even if I try it, like even if I did that and then I'd be like, okay, here you go. Here's your Starbucks gift card.
Yes. Yeah.
And what do you have for me?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just lingering at the check-in desk.
So like, what happens now?
Yeah. Where should I go?
Like, you know what? Like, are you winking? Like, you gonna move me up front now? Like, does that happen? Like, if you're a flight attendant, do people actually give you things? Because this is not the first time I've heard this.
I would love to hear from somebody who works in the airline business, works at YVR, 604-280-1035. You can text at 103535 and tell us if Sierra Mist is as full of it as we suspect she is. Or whether this actually works.
Yeah, like, I mean.
It really feels like the fact that she's both a flight attendant and an influencer. It feels, here's what you should do. But she's just asking for free stuff.
Well, she gave some other tips. So there's another tip.
Okay, good.
One of them was, like, take the last, row on a plane. Because it's a gamble, but if they do have to move people because of a weight distribution thing, which is real, then they will move. She's like, where am I going to pull from? I'm going to pull from the very back and I'm going to move you to the front. Kind of like Billy Joel in concert.
Yes. Billy Joel moves. He does not sell front row tickets to his shows.
Mm-hmm.
He sends the crew up in the upper levels to bring some mad rabid fans down front.
Cool. All right. So that's tip number two. And then tip number three, if you've got the right set of skills, you could be moved to business
like,
class.
So if you're Liam Neeson?
If you're Liam Neeson.
You get moved to business class?
Or,
if you're Liam Neeson and we're traveling in economy, they'll move you up to business class.
Right. Okay. Or a first responder or something. Like if you are somebody that has a set of skills that would be good in an emergency situation, if you let them know that, there's a chance that you would get bumped to business class.
Here's the other thing I would like to hear from somebody who works at YVR. How many people do you upgrade a day? Because I feel like it's less than one.
Well, and it's so funny because other flight attendants were weighing in on this, and there was one from Air Canada. It's like, listen, we don't do complimentary upgrades.
Yes. This whole idea.
Yeah.
This, again, is Sierra Mist trolling for followers and hoping for free stuff.
When they introduced all these different things that you could do, right, to buy an extra
leg room or service, right. That all disappeared.
Yeah, they're not just going to give it away now.
Yeah, I think it's funny that we still hope for that because they're trolling us.
Yeah, like I actually flying for Thanksgiving and I'm like, I'm going to wear my best suit, carry some Starbucks
yes.
cards.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Yeah. Be nice.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
$25,000?
It could be much bigger. We could have up to $50,000.
Are you freaking kidding?
Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank.
Let's make lots of money.
Weekday mornings, 7:05, 8:05, and 4:05.
Oh my God, I'm going
to
wet my pants.
Brought to you by King of Floors.
Returns Tuesday.
On Move 103.5.
Have you lost your health insurance card?
Yeah, but I really don't have time to deal with it. I need to help my daughter prepare for a flute recital.
Well, I've got good news for you.
The flute recital's been canceled? Oh, sweetie, you've improved so much.
No, but if you want to save time, you can replace your health insurance card online.
Talk about music to my ears.
To replace a card that's been lost, stolen, or damaged, it's faster and cheaper online. Learn more at ramq.gouv.qc.ca. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires & Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
It's the big manufacturer sale at Planche 2000. Save up to 40% on all major brands of hardwood, ceramic, laminate, and vinyl flooring. Don't miss out. Sale runs from October 12th to 26th. Shop in-store at Laval and Longueuil or online at planche2000.ca.
It's that time of year. Time for a new dining room table for family dinners. Time to update your sectional or sofa for evenings on the couch. Time for a comfy new mattress or bedroom set. The Fall into Comfort Sale at Jags is back. Enjoy incredible savings store-wide on furniture and mattresses for a limited time. Use your Jags card and don't pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest, no AC. Conditions apply. Fall into comfort at Jags. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford. Online at jagsfurniture.ca.
So have you heard about John Rustad's plans for your health care? His BC Conservatives will cut $4.1 billion. It's right there on page 12 of his plan. Rustad's cuts are going to make things worse. Firing doctors and nurses, canceling surgeries. John Rustad's cuts. Think what he'll cost you.
In Vancouver, Kensington, vote for Mabel Elmore, BC NDP. Authorized by Karen Cooling Financial Agent 604-430-8600.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Television's number one new hero.
I just want to help in any way I can.
Is Coulter Shaw.
We have a job for you.
Yeah, but it's a weird one.
Never stopped me before.
Justin Hartley stars in Tracker. Get into the new season. Monday, October 14th on CTV.
At PharmaSafe, we see you. Looking for ways to stay on track with your medications. Talk to your PharmaSafe pharmacist about medication blister packing so you never miss another dose.
Live well with PharmaSafe.
Today's best variety.
I like all styles of music.
It's the variety that makes you feel good.
Move 1035.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Back, 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 back.
Move Radio.
Weekender.
Move 103.5.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
103.5.
If you have a child that is 14 and under, even actually in their early teens to mid to late teens, and you have a conversation with them, you know what they sound like. But if you don't, you might not understand what it's like to talk to Gen Alpha. Here's an example.
If you want to call somebody cool, what would you say? Like,
probably like mad lit on God or something.
Mad lit on God?
Yeah, like
G-O-D?
Yeah, mad lit on God, no cap.
Where did you learn that from?
We told New York. Yeah, we told you, on the street.
On the street.
On the street.
On the street.
That's how it always goes with young people, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
You learn it on the street.
On the street.
That's right.
So, there is an app that is out. Now, listen, it doesn't have great reviews, but it's called Skibidi. And Skibidi is a Gen Alpha translator. So, you know, as a parent, a caregiver, maybe, you know, somebody who has regular conversations with a really young person, and you want to text them something, it might be better to text in their own language. So the idea is, yeah, you type in what you would say to say like an adult, and then it gives you the translation.
Okay.
Of like how you should text it to them.
Ooh.
The idea being a quicker response.
So, this is my daughter's first week of high school. I would text her this morning, before she heads out the door. Are you excited for school today?
Are you excited for school today?
Are you excited for school today?
Okay. So that's how you, adult Drew, does it. Mm. But what you should do is, apparently, according to Skibidi, you should type out, yo, you hype for school today, or is it giving major Ohio vibes?
Okay, I'm going to text this to my daughter.
Yo, right, you hype for school today, or is it giving major Ohio vibes? Love it.
Okay.
All right. Aaron?
Okay, yeah.
It's always kind of the question around curfew, especially with Charlotte. She's always out a bit late, so I'd say, what time will you be home tonight?
What time will you be home tonight? Hold on. Okay. What time you pulling up to the crib tonight, fam?
Crib is still used, is it? I feel like that's like early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is.
I love fam. She uses it, but I never do, but I love it. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah.
At least that one's easy to figure out. I have no idea what this Ohio vibes thing is that I'm texting my daughter. I guess I'm about to find out.
Okay. Fun. Drew, do you have another one?
I mean, this doesn't really apply today, but we have to constantly remind her on cold days to bring like heavy stuff. So did you bring a sweater to school today?
Okay.
Are you bringing a sweater?
Bring a sweater to school. All right. Yo, did you grab an extra sweater? It's about to be chilly AF out here. For real, for real.
Well, when in doubt, always throw in an AF.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what you're supposed to text your 13-year-old.
Well, you'll get their attention.
All right, Aaron, a text, one more. A text that you would send your daughters.
Okay, this is embarrassing because I literally just sent this, but I will share it, but I'm totally embarrassed. Charlotte, I've had a hell of a day, and I don't appreciate you not responding.
Oh, bad.
When did you send that?
Literally like 2 days ago.
All right. So what you should have written was, yo, Charlotte, today was a whole Ohio vibe.
Oh!
And I'm not vibing with you ghosting me like that for real. What's up with that?
I love that so much.
So there you go.
I'm writing that down too. I mean, texting it.
Skibidi. Skibidi for all your Gen Alpha needs.
By the way, no response from my daughter.
Give it a day.
She'll probably block me or delete me and report me as junk.
What's up with Dad?
What is going on?
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
It's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears, well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When did it February? A step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Or how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat, 'cause I'm here alone, just dancing with my eyes closed. Time is moving so slow, and I don't know what.
just pretend the colors are more than blue, but I lost more than my friend. I can't help but missing you. I pictured this month a little bit different. No one is ever ready, and when it unfolds, you get in a hole. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Everything changes, nothing's the same, except the truth is now you're gone. Life just goes on. So I'm dancing with my eyes closed. Shutting the bar, they're cleaning the floor, and everyone is already home, but I'm on my own, still dancing with my eyes.
305.
Your first chance at big cash is tomorrow morning at 7:05.
Info at move1035.ca.
Thank you.
Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 1035.
Do you have... We talk about dating deal breakers from time to time on the show. Is there a dating deal breaker for you? It's very serious to you, but a lot of other people might think it's silly. 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103535. I ask because of this new survey of iPhone users and single people who are on iPhones, 23% of them, nearly a quarter, nearly a quarter of all iPhone users say a deal breaker for them would be to find out the person that they have just started dating is on an Android phone. They are out. And on the surface, that sounds very silly. It's obviously very important to them. But it is an interesting dynamic. Like, I think there are very few people, like, if you talk about long-term relationships, you're married or whatever, most people, most couples, most families are all on the same platform.
I think with family plans, there's definitely that. So if there's more than two people in a household, for sure. I have a work phone. My husband has his own thing. And there was a time where Brett was an Android user. He was Apple, then he went to Android, and now he's back to Apple. And I will say that it really didn't make a difference to me. Though I do like knowing when we have a conversation that it's blue. I like to be able to message. I feel like the people closest to me are in blue.
That is one of the chief reasons that iPhone users cite is that they don't like their significant other to come up as green text messages.
Yeah.
Which is how it's coded, whether you're texting somebody who's on the iMessage platform or not.
Yeah.
If they are on iMessage and on another Apple device, it comes up blue. If they're not on another Apple device, they come up green.
Gosh, you know what? Maybe we did have a real rocky patch when it was green. Now that I think about it.
I think for a lot of people, too, when it comes to, like, sharing phones, it comes to the thing that, Aaron, I know you love the most is the calendar.
Oh, God.
Like, it's very difficult. Maybe there are apps that you can use or whatever, but it's the ease of being on the same page with everybody. So again, it might sound silly to a lot of people, but people like to live in the same cell phone ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Never the streams shall cross, so to speak. Just got this message from Annie. Bad taste in shoes is a deal breaker for Annie.
Yeah.
If she does not like the looks of the shoes that the other person is wearing,
that's a big one for lots of people. Apparently, apparently you can really judge a lot about a person by their shoes.
So there was a friend of the family, and he was a big time ad executive. And one of his things when he would interview for people to come work at the agency is that he would always look at their shoes. And he felt like if you took care of your shoes, the type of shoes, but also taking care of your shoes.
Love it.
If your shoes were like clean in a certain way, he felt that said a lot about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So that was Peter's thing for sure.
Interesting. I had a friend who once would always check out a guy's, the first thing she would look at was the guy's fingernails to see whether they were clipped or peeled.
Just so peeled. Also, that word peeled in conjunction with fingernails.
Yeah, because like, you can tell. And
I have so many deal breakers that I didn't know. We did get a message just as somebody in the 604 saying bad teeth and bad fingernails. Definitely a deal breaker. Oh, peeled. Yeah.
Maybe that's not so silly for a lot of people.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 1035.
Listen for Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute every weekday morning at 7:35 and 9:35.
Give me the money.
Get all 10 questions right in 60 seconds.
You got $1,000. Oh my goodness.
Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute.
No. I mean, oh yes.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
You just won $1,000.
You shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay. Here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Everyone loves an easy call. Like turning off the lights when you leave a room. Or avoiding fairy lines on a long weekend. Or a daily rip up the grind. Wait, that's not an easy call. But banking with VanCity is. They give a share of profits back to their members and community. And take care of your financial needs, like offering no monthly fee bank accounts. Join over 500,000 members at VanCity and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Account fee terms and conditions apply.
This week is your last chance to vote in advance for the provincial general election.
I just make advance voting part of my to-do list. I'm in and out. It feels good to have voted.
Advance voting places are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Your last chance for advance voting is Tuesday, October 15th and Wednesday, October 16th. You can find advance voting places and the dates they are open on your Where to Vote card or at elections.bc.ca.
Canyon Frights, everyone's favorite haunt for family fun, is on now at Capilano Suspension Bridge Park. Take the free shuttle from Canada Place. Tickets at capbridge.com.
The Nissan All-In Clear Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance the 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you.
Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca or your BC Nissan dealers for details.
Have you heard of anything more chilling than frozen beef?
Until November 3rd, get an always fresh, never frozen Dave single from Wendy's for only $4. Nothing scary about that. Taxes extra at participating Wendy's until November 3rd. Terms and conditions apply.
Move 103.5.
I want more variety. Yeah. Back to the music.
Today's best variety. Now.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone. Take me home tonight. I need a man that thinks it's right when it's so wrong tonight. Yeah, baby, tonight. Yeah, baby. Right on the limits where we know we both belong.
The Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Have a very happy Thanksgiving weekend. Join us tomorrow as we all readjust our belt size for a big morning, our final $20,000 draw in Dream Big, and then we kick off a new season of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. Open the vaults, win the cash. 7:05 and 8:05 on Move.
Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.